and Zena H. Temkin Foundation, and by Greenhouse Cafe, 511 Spielman Highway, Burlington, offering lunch and dinner every day and breakfast on weekends. On the web at greenhouse-cafe.com, 860-673-8111. This is WAPJ Torrington. Be sure to like us on Facebook and listen to us live on the internet on WAPJ.org.
Good morning, Torrington. It's 8 o'clock, and my name is Barry Soucy, and with me in studio, I have George Craig. He's running for the mayor of Torrington, and he's been endorsed by the Democratic Party here in town. Good morning, George.
Good morning.
And pull that mic forward up against you so we can get nice, hear you very good. There you go.
How's that?
Great, thank you. And now you've been in the Torrington area for 24 years, it says anyway.
Well, longer than that.
Longer than that.
Yeah. I have a daughter who's 30. We moved here probably 5 years prior to that, so really 35 years. There
wow.
was a little time I did build a house in Winchester Center, so I did move out for a few years and came back to Torrington.
That's again. Close enough.
We'll let yeah. That's good, right?
Now, you've been a volunteer in town for many years. What are some of the things that you volunteer at? And, you know, not to toot your own horn, but that's kind of why you're here today
yeah.
a little bit. And what are some things you do around town that may qualify you for running for mayor
or getting
involved in the community?
I was a businessman. I mm-hmm. was involved in a business, part owner of Litco Supply Commercial, roughly about 12, 13 years. I helped run Litco back in the 80s, and I think I have a leadership quality, having managed people and being involved with people, being involved with budgets, being involved with forecasts, being involved with the bank, with borrowing money.
Mm-hmm.
It gives me an experience and being involved with people on a regular basis, whether it's hiring somebody or managing somebody, I think is a great attribute for moving on to the mayorship here.
Mm-hmm.
Also been involved in the Salvation Army here for roughly 13 years, 10 years as the chairperson. So I know the ailing situations, the tough situations in the city here that people have come across. So I got a feel for both the good part of the city and the tough part of the city. I think Torrington has a lot to offer. It has great people. It is a great city. Its culture, it's growing. And I think I want to be involved with that. And I think things have not progressed the way I would like to see it progress. And I think there's a lot of space for improvement.
I think there is a lot of space for improvement, and there are some organizations in town that I'm sure you're aware of. I mean, you've got the Art and Culture Commission in downtown Torrington that helped put on the Main Street Marketplaces, which is a great place to get and meet your neighbors. And it's a shame that they came to an end, because tomorrow's supposed to be fabulous. But
yeah, right, for weather, yeah.
But and then there's the downtown merchants. A lot of them support the arts in town. And again, with the Warner Theater, you've got the Artwell Gallery. I mean, there's a lot of organizations in town that, they're supporting downtown Torrington. Is that something that you'd like to see continue?
Yes, and I think it's a vital part of a growing city. One of the things that I've found in and upon researching was that entrepreneurs and business people like culture. And I think one of the nice things, Torrington's culture is growing downtown. And having that being a part of the city, I think, will attract new business people and new entrepreneurs and new business. And that's what it's all about. We need to get people, business people here. We need to get new business. With new business will come taxes. With new business will come employment. And then there'll be more people out on the street spending money.
And I remember reading an article a few months ago with Rose Ponte saying that there was as many businesses that come downtown, just as many businesses are leaving downtown. What can you see to make that process change over where more people are staying downtown?
Well, of course, like any business, you got to turn a profit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it has been a tough situation to keep the public coming into your business. Right now, we do have a bakery that's set up downtown. I'm hoping that it has longevity. I'm hoping that it grows. I think more culture has moved downtown, and I'm hoping with that increase that we also will get an increase in retail business downtown.
And that also leads into one of your platforms is economic development as well as the creation of jobs.
Yes.
Now, how do you see that happening over the next couple of years? Because it's been tough in Torrington, especially with job creation. And Mayor Ryan Bingham has said in the past that manufacturing, don't expect it ever to come back the way it used to in the town of Torrington.
Well, there's different ways to look at manufacturing, and I think you have to focus in on the industries that I think have potential in Torrington. Of course, we're not going to compete with the companies. We're not going to compete with companies like making basic products like they do in China or like they mm-hmm. do in Korea. We have to focus on companies, either high-tech or companies that are making high-quality. And a good example of that is Fuel Cell right here in town,
yeah.
Which is a high-tech industry. We do have DuckDuck that has moved in. That has been successful, and one of the reasons it's been successful, it's selling high-end furniture and high-quality furniture. Mm-hmm. So the types of industry that we have to look for are companies of that nature. I know Dimex is also a growing company, and so the companies that we look for are going to have to be specialty companies, companies that have niches, companies that don't make the everyday product. And I think as a businessman, I've been involved with companies, dealing with owners, and I think that's going to give me that ability to approach. I'm going to be the ambassador. I will be the one who will meet with company owners. I won't be sending a committee out or be answering somebody on the internet. I personally will go out there and pursue that owner. And the things that we have here, we have beautiful country. We got great parks. As you said, we got the downtown is blooming right now with culture. We're an urban area in a rural environment. So, I mean, you can live in a city, yet you're in the country. And that is a great attribute.
It is, and being Torrington almost seems to be the hub of the whole northwest corner. Everything seems to come through Torrington. Maybe it's the highway access that we have, and I think Torrington is really lucky to have that highway access go right through the center of town. And a lot of people look at it as a detriment, but I think it's a plus. I mean, don't you?
Yes, it definitely is a plus. And I think if as Torrington succeeds and Torrington flourishes, I think along with it, all the other cities will flourish with it. So all the other surrounding towns will benefit from Torrington's success.
Now, do you see more development coming into the top of East Main Street, or would you like to see it go down to Winstead Road? Do you have a plan in place or a dream that you'd like to see happen over the next 4 years?
Well, I know the redevelopment. I reviewed the redevelopment for downtown, the restructuring.
Mm-hmm.
I know the cost. It's an exorbitant amount of money. Right now, that's not going to happen in today's economy. Can some other things happen downtown? Yes, there will be. There can be some other things that can occur downtown that can increase the traffic. It is a critical and it's critical and vital that we do bring downtown back. I mean, to have box stores on one side of town is one thing, but to have a village atmosphere and a prospering city and a downtown is another whole different situation, and I think it can happen, and I think it is happening slowly, and I think as the cultures keep the culture and the art keeps increasing, we're going to find that they're going to be able to support some of these smaller, maybe a coffee shop, a bakery, and some other types of retail establishments.
Because thousands of people a day travel through this intersection at the bottom of East Main Street, Water Street, and Main Street. How can we keep those people downtown and providing places for them to be? Coffee shops, like you were saying, the Torrington Library, Cole Park, a lot of the other attractions downtown, they're attractions, but a lot of times they're not destinations.
Yeah.
Do you see how we can make downtown Torrington a destination place where people will spend the day in that village atmosphere?
Yes, I do. I don't think it's going to be an easy scenario. I think it's going to be an ongoing formulation that's going to have to be put in place. And people will see eventually what Torrington has to offer. I know everybody says that the mainstay is the Warner Theater, and I think it is one of the mainstay. I think the Warner Theater can do more things. I have an outlook that I would like to see possibly moving some of the classes of UConn downtown. I think that would put more traffic out on the street, having young people possibly maybe even occupying some of the apartments here. So that can tie into the Warner Theater. I know the Warner Theater does have programs, but making accredited programs with the university and possibly something in theater, something in music, whatever, something that we can affiliate with the Warner Theater. It would help the Warner Theater, mm-hmm. and it would also help UConn and then help the city prosper at the same time.
And with people coming downtown, you know, the more people, the more foot traffic, the more car traffic, it'll be nice to see people downtown.
Yes, it will be. I I've been doing a lot of door knocking and meeting some older people. And one of the big things that people say, Thursday used to be the day you got your paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
And Thursday night, they'd be down here with their families, and they'd be shopping, be it at Quality Clothes or be it at some other place downtown here. So a lot of people want to see that happen again. And people do like being downtown. Now, if we can just possibly maybe even get an anchor store, like an anchor store, something like a Christmas shop. Now, whether that's viable or not, but maybe it's being a little abstract, but we have to look at all avenues of pursuing the possibilities of bringing other companies, other situations, retail establishments downtown.
And we're talking with George Craig. He's the Democratic, one of the Democratic candidates for mayor. Colin Good is also your opponent. You'll be facing off with him soon in a primary. Do you think that's a benefit to Torrington to have a primary with two Democratic candidates going against the strong Republican core here in Torrington?
Well, I one of the things is it's part of the political process, and I think if that's what the people want, and if Colin wants that, I'm all for it. I'm not afraid of having that situation and a debate. And again, it is probably good business for people to see both sides of it. I just did not approach it on the premise in the beginning because I was out making calls. I wanted to get a feel of what the people had to say about the situation, the existing political situation. So I've been spending a lot of time knocking on doors and running around. So to me, that was an important aspect of developing what my political process was going to be.
Now, what have you found people telling you when you knock on the door and say, you know, what can I help you as the mayor of Torrington? What are you hearing?
Oh, my gosh, you get all sorts of stuff. You get people who are ticked off because people have tag sales and they leave their signs on a telephone pole. And then you go to another door and somebody's ticked off because they're finding the shopping carts in their backyard or in front of their house. So you get all sorts of things. I also, younger families are concerned about our educational system and would like to see something done. I personally, as a mayor, will be actively involved in the educational system. And some of my discussions have been, we have a high school, and of course we do have a tech school in town, and a tech school is a top-notch school, and I do see more and more kids that graduate from the tech school going on to college.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the scenarios that I see in the high school is that not every child going to school is set to go to college. And our high school is, their basic premise is that everybody's going to go on to college. And that can be one of the problems why we do have a dropout rate. So I think somehow, some way, we have to incorporate some type of vocational technical aspects into the high school instead of just making it, well, thinking everybody's going on to college. Well, everybody doesn't go on to college.
And, mm-hmm.
and as we know right now with the cost of college and the outcome of graduating with college with the loans and the job availability, it hasn't been a viable situation. So,
And there's been a lot of controversy, unfortunately, about around the Torrington High School for different reasons over the past maybe 2 years. And some of it fair and some of it unfair, but it is happening right now. And a lot of parents are becoming disillusioned with the education process in town. And then you have UConn, that a lot of people don't even know where they are located in Torrington. And I'm going to have Fiona in here tomorrow, Fiona DeMarrell, one of the administrators up at the UConn branch. And she'll be in here tomorrow. And her goal, and maybe you can help if you become mayor, that making a presence for UConn in downtown Torrington.
I think it's great, and I think it's long overdue. I know that property was apparently granted to them.
Yep.
So that I can understand why they don't want to leave it there, but I see no reason why we can't set up some classes downtown and get students actively participating in school in the downtown area.
I brought that up to Mayor Ryan Bingham a couple of times, and he said they're just not going to budge, it seems like. So,
well, it could be that's something that we have to pursue.
Yeah.
In politics, in order to get things done, you have to be persistent. And I think persistency could possibly make that happen.
Which a couple of minutes left here. What are some of the strengths you'd like to bring to the office of mayor that you have personally?
I think leadership. I think having been involved with a business, I dealt with people on a regular basis. I dealt with budgets. I dealt with forecasts. I dealt with expanding the business, finding ways to make the business more profitable. So management is a critical part, whether you're in industry or you're in politics. The way you manage people, the way you manage situations, the way you handle situations, it's all very critical. And that's what I hope. That's what I intend on bringing. Government is like a business, and it has to be run like a business. And let's face it, if you have a church and you don't run a church like a business, you're not going to have a church anymore. You have to pay bills. You have to be on top of where your next dollar is going to come from. So a government and Torrington is no different than running a business. And, again, the interaction with people is very critical, and I will be the ambassador of pursuing new businesses, and I will be out there on the streets seeing who I can bring into it. And we have skilled labor. We have vacant buildings. And we have everything that is right to bring business here. Beautiful countryside, great parks. I don't know. I like Torrington. I like the people. I like the area. And I really haven't been into other cities. If you go to Great Barrington, you walk Great Barrington and go there on a weekend, it's just
vibrant. It's alive.
It is. And you know what? And one of the reasons I ran is I would be up there with my wife, and even in Middletown, the same thing. And mm-hmm. you're there and you're walking around, and I say to my wife, Candace, I say, you know what? I just don't understand why Torrington can't have this happen. And we look around Great Barrington, and we look around Middletown, and there's no reason why we can't make it happen in downtown Torrington. Everything is here. Like I say, we're an urban area in a rural setting, and that is a nice feature.
It's a great feature to have, and you know, I'd really like to thank you for coming in here and spending a few moments with us here on the Miscellaneous Morning Show.
And thank you. I appreciate it.
And Democratic mayoral candidate, George Craig, thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks.